Hello, everyone. Welcome to Longbox Heroes After Dark, episode 76.
76. This is like the centennial or something? No, that's America's centennials in 76.
These numbers truly exist just so we can keep them in order.
I don't even need them in order. It's more for the listeners.
Right.
Because once we're done recording, we're done.
Because these are... Right. These Longbox Heroes kind of sort of are evergreen. You could listen to them whenever you want. And I do want to say, we've recently had an uptick in listenership on After Dark.
Have we?
Yes. And this is actually something we're going to discuss here. But before we do, Todd, you had some technical issues this week that I'm interested to hear about.
I had technical issues?
You had sent me a text that you had had an issue with your tablet device.
Yes, and I fixed it.
Oh, even more crazy that not only did you have a technical issue, but you, technical wizard yourself, fixed it.
Yes, what would you like to know?
What happened?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but my tablet unregistered me.
I think
maybe I let, you have to register to an Amazon account because I have a Kindle.
Okay.
And you set it up to your Amazon account, and then, you know, you can get apps and stuff like that in the Play Store. And I think I maybe let it charge down too far. You know what I mean? Like, it sat and it ended up, bumping me out of registry somehow. So when I opened it up, everything that was there was gone. All the apps, all the files. I had tons of comics saved on it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I don't even want to deal with this shit.
Like, they were still on the device, but they weren't where you had left them.
They were completely missing because there's a carousel that you that's on the thing that you can run through all the apps that are on it and everything. Like, and the only thing that was there was the file that comes with the Kindle. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever running program they have with it. Well, and I couldn't find anything else. So I was like, I don't have time for this. I don't feel like registering it and then going, finding like my app store and finding what apps I had and putting them back in. And then I had some Doctor Who comics on there that I hadn't backed up yet. So I was like, oh, it was just aggravating. So I was like, oh, well, today I was like, we were discussing show plans for stuff and I needed to read something on the Kindle. So I'm like, all right, I'll start putting stuff in. As soon as I registered it, the carousel came back with everything. Like, I'm guessing that carousel is Mayan to that email address, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
And it's like, now you can have access. This is Todd's stuff. You can have access to it again. And I searched like everything that I could on so I thought it was all gone. So today when I registered it and it was like, oh, here's everything that you had. And I was like, oh, well, is this just the apps and all the files? Nope. All the comics, all the videos that I had on there, all the pictures that I had saved, they were all back. So I was very happy.
Disaster averted.
Yeah. Technical wizard. I did it again.
Yes. My in-laws recently just got new phones. They were still some of the folks holding on to flip phones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say rotary.
No. But they have some sort of weird phone plan that it's all done on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they send you the phones, and then they give you, online directions.
Ooh, good.
On how to, transfer your contacts and, reload the SIM card and all this other shit. And, I couldn't do this stuff if I had somebody standing over my shoulder, let alone, my in-laws, right?
Yeah.
So they kind of sort of figured it out for one, but this is their first time in their lives having smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, they're Android-based smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home from work the other day to see my wife showing my father-in-law how to use his phone.
Oh, boy.
My wife was on equal footing as you when it comes to technical wizardry.
Oh, so she's like, you're a wizard, Harry, but with
right.
phones.
Oh, well, she really is, because she thinks those books are real, but...
Wow. They are on one of the Earths.
Hmm. Anyway, so I had some technical issues here myself this week.
Hmm.
So with this computer that I've had for about a year and a half, coming up almost on 2 years, It has been, for the last couple weeks, attempting to get me to change over to Windows 10.
Which is what mine is doing, so I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. So, for the longest time, I would just be like, nope, don't want to do it. Nope, don't want to do it. And then Sunday night into Monday morning, it just decided, hey, fuck you, we're changing over.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up, and the computer's off, and I'm like, what's going on here?
You leave it run all the time?
I usually do. Okay. I'll turn it off, like, if I'm gone for, like, longer than, like, a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, all your stuff is exactly where you left it. Don't worry about anything. So it's taking a while for this to open. And I'm like, okay, we're waiting. And everything shows up. And all my files look different.
Uh-oh. And change is your bread and butter, son.
Right. Like, you know, I have to, like, reset my default browser. I have to, you know, say, oh, no, if it's an audio file, open it with Microsoft, like, you know, Microsoft Media Player instead of XYZ. And now all of Microsoft, like Microsoft's browser incorporated with their Adobe Reader is now called Microsoft Edge.
Oh, is anything like Apple Christian?
No. And yes, I do. But then I had to, like, you know how when we turn our computers on, and we do the podcast and everything, it claims that our fancy Yeti microphone is also a speaker?
Yes.
So since that was plugged in, it defaulted all of my audio output to my microphone.
Oh, good.
So then I had to figure out how to fix that shit. So that was like my Monday morning.
Mm.
But everything's more or less back to where it is. It has some sort of, like, weird, like, not, you know how, like, everything has their own fake Siri bullshit?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Like, Google, like, you could talk into your phone, and it'll do, like, it's fake Siri if you have, like, an Android phone, and then Siri, instead of actually answering questions for you now, it just takes you to, like, whatever you would find it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
The one for Windows 10 is Cortana.
Oh.
So at the bottom of my little menu here, at the bottom of my bar, it says, I'm Cortana. Ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's little things that I like that I'm okay with. Oh, and now see, you could talk into Cortana.
Mm.
Okay. It says, you're all set.
See, I was thinking Cortana.
Here are some things you can ask me to do. I can ask what I'm doing this weekend. Wake me up in 20 minutes. When does Starbucks open?
Oh, boy.
Really pushing the agenda there, huh, guys?
Well, hey, you're a big Starbucks guy, aren't you?
No, I hate Starbucks. Starbucks is the worst.
The dirt worst or just the worst?
Nah, listen. Starbucks and their overpriced, kind of sort of strong coffee. It was, like, cool when it was a novelty back in, like, the late 90s or the early 2000s. But now that there's, like, Starbucks inside of, like, Walmarts and Jazz,
mm-hmm.
It's not as cool as hip as it used to be.
And I know how much you like hip stuff.
I do, because I am a hipster at heart.
You
when
are.
I go back through my history, a lot of the things that I've done over my life, like, the irony of this statement, I was doing hipster things before I knew what a hipster was.
You were doing hipster things before they were cool?
Well, it's not even before they were cool.
I know.
It was just, like, to be jerk-offs. Like, that was the reason we did it. Like, when we were in high school, it was, like, 1994,
oh.
Perhaps? 95? Like, 94, 95. Well after it's, whatever. For some class that we had to have, maybe computer class, maybe a civics class or something. We had to have a folder, right?
Mm-hmm.
The burden was upon us to go get our own folders.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the local Kmart and looked through, like, the bargain bin.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, for a quarter, Vanilla Ice folders.
Oh, you are a hipster.
Right. So we're like, okay, this is going to be ridiculous when everyone pulls out their whatever whatevers, and we have Vanilla Ice folders. Like, you know, Vanilla Ice is not a thing anymore. Like, his hit was in 1991. This is like 3 years later. He's like possibly in jail. You know, not yet a juggalo, but, you know, whatever Vanilla Ice is up to.
You were buying, in 1994, you were buying folders, ironically.
Yes, that's absolutely.
Okay.
But again, a hipster wasn't a thing in 1994.
Do you think you kickstarted it with that? Like, you were the influence to some young, open mind? They're like, that's genius!
If I was, I would like to use my powers of time travel to go back to that point to prevent that from happening.
What? Right after that, it was like, some guy's like, I'm going to wear lederhosen with a cowboy hat.
Oh, my God.
I
like the Iron Sheik's mustache. Let's do that.
I was going to say, who did Twin Peaks? Who's my enemy? I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
David Lynch.
David Lynch. Was he your teacher?
No, he was not.
Was he like, whoa? Well, that might have been right around who killed, I was going to say Sarah Connor, but,
Who killed... What if David Lynch did Terminator? Oh. I bet you it would go a little something like this.
Only if, what is it, the male gigolo did it. What's his face?
Fred Garvin?
Fred Garvin, yes.
No, you're talking about Deuce Bigelow.
Yes, Deuce Bigelow. He does all those movies. Go a little something like this.
So I did a lot of things back then. See, to me, like, I don't even think irony was a thing. Like, I don't think Chandler had become the thing that he was on Friends yet.
Oh my God, we're discussing Chandler's history on Friends.
Right.
Fantastic.
Because there are people that claim that at the height of Matthew Perry's power, possibly while under the... whatever substances or so forth that he may have, and this is all documented stuff that he had substance abuse problems.
What? No.
He may have, on repeated basis, told people of various points in the industry, girls that he was trying to pick up, of things of that, that he invented sarcasm.
Hmm.
Multiple people have said this. They haven't said it to me, but as long as multiple people say it, and they're reputable people. Mm-hmm. Norm MacDonald is reputable, correct?
Yes, he is. Is it also, never mind, go ahead.
So anyway, like, we weren't doing, like, we're just like, oh, this, like, this will get a rise out of the teacher. Mm-hmm. Or, like, this will be, like, a goofy thing to do. It was never done of, like, you know, I guess whatever the hipster thing today is.
Ah. But just so you know, Twin Peaks was 1991, so you were behind the curve at that point.
Yes. And that's okay if I was behind the curve.
I was hoping you really were the kickstarter to all this.
So you think that hipsterism started with David Lynch?
I think it probably started before that, but I think that was like a definite like wave, and now all the people who were inspired by that are coming around again. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You know how like it comes every 20 years or so, we get the like bullshit trends and stuff like that. Well, like David Lynch kickstarted all that, and now all the people who grew up on that, you know, bring that back, and the young kids are like, oh, you know, what about that? We do that, watch that show with the log lady, and it's coming back.
I love your hatred for David Lynch.
Oh, and it's so good because so many people I know like legitimately love David Lynch.
Right.
There's a few who, one who pulls your books is a David Lynch Kool-Aid drinker.
And well,
what?
He doesn't listen to this version of the show, does he?
I don't know. He might.
All right, let's not step on any toes then.
No, hey, he knows I hate David Lynch.
Oh boy.
I have no. Hey. I wear it proudly. I'm like, I hate David Lynch. I hate him. I hate him so much. He's a second-rate Grant Morrison when it comes to movies.
Now, see, for me, I give zero shits about David Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
He rarely does or has ever crossed into my mind as a, like, here's someone I need to have an opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me.
That's fine. I guess I heard it a lot from some of my friends, and I watch. Now, don't get me wrong, like Elephant Man and like Blue Velvet, I'm like,
yeah.
I could deal with. But then the movies afterwards, where they just make no sense,
you know,
and people are like, they make sense, and I'm like, get away from me.
That's, I think you're onto something with this David Lynch thing, because isn't there like the deal in Blue Velvet with the Pabst Blue Ribbon?
I think maybe there is.
And that's a hipster beer.
I heard. I've seen a lot of skinny jeans people drinking that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wear skinny jeans, but can't find them in fat.
Oh, man.
What?
So, this is the other thing that I wanted to discuss on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
So, it had come to my attention that we needed to discuss who actually, in fact, is the top of the ladder here.
The food chain, if you will.
The food chain, yes. Okay. For the network, right?
Why, do you have solid numbers now?
I do.
Uh-oh.
So, what I did was, just to be fair, I only took the last five episodes of everyone.
Okay.
Mostly because the Prime Defective started with five episodes ago.
Okay.
So it's like, that's the newest show. They have five episodes, so we're just going to take the sampling of these five episodes.
Right.
I just had some... Okay, so... bottom of the list.
Right.
Is Prime Defective.
Fair enough. Five shows only.
Okay. They, according to okay, so let's not give out actual numbers, but we'll just go bottom to the top.
Oh, you could always write them in the corner for me in our little Skype thing, so I can see.
That's right. Next up from the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know what shows are on the network?
Yeah, there's Longbox Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
There's Longbox Heroes After Dark.
Okay.
There's Prime Defective.
Right.
There's Fresher in Parlance.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called. Sorry. There's also some stupid Marvel Puzzle Quest show.
Okay.
And there's also the Atheist podcast.
Right.
And my sworn enemy Tom Green isn't on ours, right?
No.
Okay, then that's all I know.
You missed Prodigal Sons.
Oh, Prodigal Sons, yes.
And Podvocacy.
Oh, Podvocacy, yes.
Okay, so Prime Defective, they're new. What do you think is next? We're going from lowest to highest.
Lowest to highest. Yes. I'm going to go with the Atheist podcast because that's the second newest.
Okay.
Or, it's one of the newer ones. I don't know how many episodes they have, but that's my guess.
Now, Fresher in Parlance is next, Lois.
Oh, okay.
With the caveat that I only got the numbers of their YouTube viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, there's an RSS feed that I didn't get those numbers from. And I say allegedly, one, I think I'm the only one who accesses it from the RSS feed. And two, it doesn't usually go up on the RSS feed.
So it's kind of hard to get numbers from there.
Right.
If you don't put it up there.
Right. So next up, after, so we got Prime Defective, Fresher in Parlance. What do you think's next?
Atheist Show?
Atheist Show is next. What do you think's after that?
Let's see. There's Podvocacy left. What are the
Prodigal
other ones?
Sons, Prodigal Sons, Longbox Heroes, Longbox Heroes After Dark, Puzzle Warriors.
Okay, I'm going to go Podvocacy.
Prodigal Sons is next.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not going to, so Podvocacy is next. Then Longbox Heroes After Dark.
Oh, that's got to change, but go ahead. So then I'm guessing. Don't tell me it's Puzzle Warriors, number one. Because we won't make it to episode 100.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not say this in the email amongst the people who run those shows, who have access to those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say it here, because most of them don't listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
They are a new show. And their average, overall, of the 30-some-odd shows that they did, is about, let's say, 480.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Our average, overall, and I'm talking all of the shows that we've done under the Longbox Heroes umbrella, our average is about 520.
Okay.
However, with this sampling of just these last five episodes, they're beating us.
I'm out.
This is Todd's last episode?
This is. I don't even know if I'm going to do the show that we do after this, the real show.
The real show. So I was surprised by that as well.
See, this is news you shouldn't be giving me.
We brought it up briefly last week, but I wanted to make sure that we had the, you know, I shared this information with you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have, and now I've ruined your day.
You know what? You're not the only one, so, but welcome to helping, Leonard.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm sad.
Cancel.
Cancel. Miss.
Right. So, again, if I'm sure if we were to get all of their numbers and do the average of the 30-some-odd episodes and compare it to the average of our, you know, 100-plus episodes, I think it would be close, but I think we would win.
I don't like close. I want them eating dust. This isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing they don't listen.
Correct.
Now I just need some of those Everywhere You Move podcasts to give me some numbers to see where we go against them.
He does really well, actually. I think he beats all of us.
I bet you he does.
Yeah, Tom does real good. He's got a very specific show. They've got a built-in audience with the Full House stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This was not a good After Dark.
Listen, I wanted you to know what's going on, Todd.
Okay. I'll be fine, I guess.
All right, good. All right, so I think this is good enough a place to wrap things up.
Sure.
Where I crushed Todd's soul.
That's right. You know what? There's a few people on this earth who would love to hear this episode then.
So as I mentioned this, of course, we are part of a greater network of shows. Just head over to soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, and every time one of our shows go up or somebody from the network appears on some other podcast, it will be linked in there.
Hmm.
That's it. That's all you got to do for the plugs. This is, 70... What did I say? 70...
Six. We're the 76er.
76er. And, thanks for listening, everybody. Catch you next week. Bye.